Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins.
Oh! Monday Roundup.
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Kiss me every time.
Just love it, huh?
It's the brightest part of my day.
Yeah, definitely Mondays.
Just that part is the peak.
Of any day?
The wildest ride in the wilderness. That part right there is the peak.
Oh, I see. The peak. Yes, indeed.
You're adjacent to the peak.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be close to it.
Make it a plateau.
If I can just kind of get in there.
You should put that on your resume.
Peak somewhere. Adjacent. I'm peak adjacent, you know? I may not be the best employee you could hire, but I'm decent.
Could be worse.
I'm adjacent.
Yeah, I'll show up, and you can count on that. This is the Monday Roundup, of course. As Annie mentioned in the last segment, there is a lot of news going on. This is the other stuff.
We did all Trump at the beginning of the show. So if you missed any of the Trump coverage, we had Will Scharf on for the whole beginning of the show, plus Donald Trump's full statement that he made when he came out of the courtroom. So we did all that. Steve Moore, we're going to talk to him about Earth Day and hope he's made some really solid green investments. And by green investments, he's probably just thinking the color of cash. Steve Moore at 105, and then Jason Chaffetz about all of the money being spent on Capitol Hill that we don't have. So we're getting to the stuff. But until then, go ahead, Ryan.
Big show.
Big show.
I don't want to minimize this, though.
Adjacent to the big show.
Yeah, I'm right there near the peak. The peak is both in the first half of the first hour and the second hour, and then I'll come in.
The intro to the second.
Yeah. Like, this is all around it. But I don't want to minimize this because I'm leading with this one because I felt like this one needs some attention here. California City has approved a $1 million per unit homeless housing project.
Wow.
And this is after
a mil per unit?
$1 million per unit. After an audit, and this is right after this audit, found the state wasted billions of dollars on this crisis. This is Santa Monica. Officials last week approved a multi-million dollar apartment unit for the homeless just days after the release of an audit which found that California could not account for $24 billion it had spent supposedly on the homeless crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever look what $1 million will get you in like Southern California and what it'll get you in like Belleville.
Yes, I have.
Just a minor disparity.
There's a difference. Your cost of living is much better here. Spoiler alert. The 122-unit building for the homeless will include a mix, get this, of studio apartments, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, along with ground floor retail and residential commercial parking spaces. The design concept available on the city's website shows that the multi-unit apartment will cost more than $123 million, and there's 122 apartments, so just over $1 million per unit. If I were living in Santa Monica, I think I would just say I was homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
No.
A 1 to 3-bedroom apartment that they would just get for free.
There are people in our community here who are getting free housing. The question is, can they take care of them? Can they maintain them? Can they continue to use those facilities as a way to cure the homeless problem? Or do they just relocate the homeless problem?
Right.
Because if you don't maintain those investments, then what happens? Everybody knows what it's like to maintain a home if you own it and you don't have a what do you call the person who rents?
Tenant?
No.
Landlord?
Does landlord. Yeah, you don't have a landlord to call and say, fix this, fix that. That's the taxpayer that's going to have to fix it. So.
Yep. These are the issues we're dealing with now in 2024. Well, at least California is, although this is a widespread problem. Let's do an Earth Day story. Starbucks.
Hooray!
Yeah, this is for you guys.
For the Earth!
Starbucks.
You know who should be really excited? AOC. We're still here.
We made it.
In pretty much the same capacity as the time where she said we were, like, taking time bombs here.
It's really, if I were her, I would be walking around just sort of praising, you know, using the Pentecostal flags because we made it. Praising God.
Pentecostal's feeling attacked.
No, I'm loving it. She should be just giddy because we made it past her date and everything's fine now. Starbucks has announced that they are using new plastic cups. And I'm assuming they did this in rolling out with Earth Day. The coffee chain has announced the rollout of new disposable cold cups with 20% less plastic. So, great. The new tall, grande, venti, and Trenta-sized cups will use 10 to 20% less plastic than the previous cold cups, said the chain.
Hooray!
Does anybody want to comment on the fact that when I read this and read tall, grande, and venti, I went, which one is which again? Because
you did that in the correct order, shortest to biggest.
Yeah, but doesn't, when you read it, tall sound like you're ordering the biggest
tall,
one?
Tallest.
Not if you're refined.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Venti is 20.
Don't you speak Italian? Venti is 20.
Yeah, 20 what?
I don't get it either.
Is that what it is? Yes, it's 20 ounces? Yeah. I never understood.
And grande means big.
I don't get it either.
And Trenta, does anybody know that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it's the biggest one.
Can you order that in anything or just certain things?
No, depends on the caffeine content.
I'm not that refined. Trenta. What does Trenta mean? Italian? What does it mean?
I don't know.
Brad?
30.
You said you knew
I don't speak Italian.
You knew venti.
I knew venti.
Whatever.
And I know grande because grande is the same in Spanish.
I'm going to speak on behalf of all of us, and you can change my mind if you want, that as long as the new cup is using less plastic and doesn't impact the product, great. But if they're going to do the little bitty caps like they do on the water bottles now that I can barely figure out that they're caps.
What are you talking about?
You know, like the really cheap water bottles that you get, the caps are almost as thin as like a fingernail.
And they just like pop off.
And they just come right off and they're hard to get on. Well, it's to reduce plastic. So as long as the reduction of plastic.
I don't think so. I think it's because they're cheap.
Yes, but.
I don't think it has to do with. Are you talking about like a Great Value water bottle?
Yes, I am.
I don't really think Great Value is out saving the environment.
That's the way they're going to bill it, though. You know they are.
I don't know that Great Value as an off-brand is billing it that way.
Well, somebody's going, oh, we're just trying to save the planet. And you're like, yeah, you're trying to reduce costs.
Bobo says 30. I think Trenta is 30 ounces.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you, Bobo. I can say that as often as possible, please. Last one here, if we have time for it. Florida couple charged after allegedly faking a $1 million lottery ticket.
You going to get away with that?
Kira Enders, 36, Dakota Jones, both of Dafuniak Springs, Florida, are facing several charges, and their charges are big. We're talking larceny, grand theft of more than $100,000. Here's what they did. It's so great. I almost want to see them walk because it's so bold. Enders attempted to return what she said was a winning $50 scratch-off ticket from the Florida lottery game. 500 times the cash is the name of the game. However, authorities told CBS News Miami that the ticket displayed obvious altercations. And what Enders
alterations
tried,
or altercations?
Alter. It says altercations, but they meant alterations.
They fought.
They must have fought over the ticket. And what Enders tried to submit to the Florida lottery allegedly was two different tickets crudely taped together. They had an individual that they thought would crudely take two tickets, this is the sheriff saying this, and put them together and pretend as if it were $1 million winner.
Worth a shot. What's the penalty?
The penalty is severe. It is
on page
I'm
two.
Looking at their yeah, I'm looking at their charges. They were released from jail already with this, but their bonds are $20,000 and $17,000. So they cost themselves all this money after trying to
So are they gonna go to jail?
I don't know if this is just like until the trial or if that was their ultimate bond. But they knew that it was fake. The person calls in to the lottery office at the gas station and goes, hey, I think I got a fake one here. I'm pretty sure it's two tickets taped together. So they call these two people from the police office and say, hey, we want to confirm that these are real. Can you come down here? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And then they just arrest them.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
And squeezy.
There you go.
Man. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.